With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Senate has voted to fund most of the government after President Trump and Democrats struck a deal on Homeland Security. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Senators passed the measure a few hours before Friday's midnight deadline. To win passage of the bill, the president agreed to fund Homeland Security at current levels for 2 weeks, while lawmakers debate new restrictions on federal immigration raids demanded by Democrats. Because of the change in DHS funding, the bill heads back to the House, which is not due back until Monday. So technically, part of the government is shut down temporarily this weekend, but the impact should be minimal before the House vote. Greg Clugston, Washington.
States like North Carolina are getting a double winter weather whammy this weekend.
Much of North Carolina was coated in a thick sheet of ice last week, causing stores to run out of just about everything. This weekend, the prediction is for heavy snow in some areas, followed by strong wind, as another wave of dangerous cold is predicted for the south, all the way up the eastern coastline to Maine. Originally from Alaska, Dan McClellan says he's ready for the cold snap to be over.
It's been difficult.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Justice Department has released many more records from its investigative files on Jeffrey Epstein, resuming disclosures about what the government knew about the millionaire financier's sexual abuse of young girls and his interaction with rich and powerful people. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche said Friday that the department would be releasing more than 3 million pages of documents. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 179 points, the Nasdaq dropped 223, the S&P lower by 30. This is SRN News. A new look at America's religious practices and beliefs.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that about half of the population never goes to church. 25% attend weekly, 8% once or twice a month, and 18% once or twice a year. 54% of Americans are certain that God exists, 21% are fairly certain, and 24% are pretty sure or very sure that he does not exist. 44% of us pray daily, 23% weekly or monthly, 32% seldom or never. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton accused a Delaware nurse practitioner of prescribing abortion-inducing drugs to Texas residents. This is the second lawsuit Texas has filed against an out-of-state provider. Paxton filed suit against Deborah Lynch, who operates an online clinic called her Safe Harbor. The lawsuit alleges Lynch sent abortion pills to women in Houston and El Paso. SRN News. The European Union has agreed to list Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist organization over Tehran's bloody crackdown on nationwide protests. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Kaya Kallas, the EU's foreign policy chief, said Thursday that the bloc's foreign ministers unanimously agreed on the designation. Earlier in the day, Kallas told reporters,
if you act as a terrorist, you should also be treated as a terrorist.
The listing came after the 27-nation bloc sanctioned 15 Iranian officials, including commanders in its Revolutionary Guard, over the violent crackdown on protesters. Activists say the crackdown has seen over 6,300 people killed. I'm Karen Chamas.
The bloc's top diplomat made the announcement Thursday. It's a largely symbolic move that adds to international pressures on the Islamic Republic. More details at SRNNews.com.